windup, and down it comes. Foul away on the ground to the left again. And it's a pitcher's count to foul. Big Hank wearing number 6 on the back of the gray uniform. Single game tomorrow between the Dodgers and the Giants, and a doubleheader on Monday between the Dodgers and the Philadelphia Phillies. Labor Day, 1:30 start for the doubleheader. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Starr. Fouled away again off the third base side. Several fans came rolling out of the box seats trying to get that ball. Robust checking again. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Curveball, a half swing, held up in time, and it's ball 3. 3-2. Roebuck had a long session on Thursday night. He worked 9 innings in the overtime game against Chicago and was the winning pitcher. He's now 6-2 against the league. The pitch is down low, and Sauer is on with a walk. Go off Roebuck, walk number 1 for the Giants today. They've had 3 passes. Magley gave up 2. Here's Darryl Spencer coming on. He's 0-3. Darryl hitting 265. Clem Levine is firing away in the Dodger bullpen in right field. Pitch to Spencer is inside. Popped out of Roseboro's glove, but no advance by Sauer. Ball 1 count for Spencer. Ready again. Checks first, delivers. Spencer takes it low for ball. Count is 2-0 now. Two balls, no strikes on Spencer. We're playing the top of the 7th inning. The Dodgers 6, the Giants 5. In and it's 2-1 now. Carl Erskine joins Levine in the Dodger bullpen. And Levine stops throwing, and Don Buffett will come on and take his place. There's a bounder foul at the third base side. David Williams knocks it down with his foot. Count is 2-2 on Darryl Spencer. Levine has a sore forearm and has not been throwing too well the last few days, so maybe Clem was just loosening up, and now we have Don Besson and Carl Erskine firing away. Two counts, Spencer waiting at first base star, one out here in the 7th. The pitch by Roebuck, a roller set back toward the mound. Roebuck's play will go to first base in time there, and Sauer moves on to second. As Spencer rolls out, Roebuck to Hodges. Whitey Lockman coming on has a double and a single and scored a run. So Whitey is 2-for-3 today, hitting 251. For tomorrow's series finale, it'll be Ray Crone for the Giants and Johnny Podras going for Brooklyn. Roebuck now ready to work to Lockman here in the 7th inning. Here's the pitch. Chop foul rolling off toward the Dodger dugout. Strike 1 to Lockman. The F&M Super Brewing Company of Brooklyn sending you play-by-play. Just a reminder for the long holiday weekend to stock up on Schaefer, either in the quart or the can. Handy way to keep you safe and have plenty on ice. Roebuck pitching to Lockman, delivers, fouled away down the left side. It'll be up in the stands. 0-2 on Whitey Lockman here in the top of the 7th inning. At second base, Hank Sauer. There are 2 outs. Brooklyn 6 runs, 11 hits, New York, 5 runs on 8 hits. Sure, the Lockman, left-hand batter against right-hander Eddie Roebuck. Now Eddie ready again. Checks and delivers. A bounder hit wide of third. Big hop to Reese. Throw to Hodges in time, and the side is retired. So for the Giants in the seventh. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one man left on. At the end of 6.5 innings of play, the score: the Dodgers 6 and the Giants 5. Well, now we've had the seventh inning stretch. We move along into the last half of the seventh for O'Neill and Reese coming up in that order. 6-5 the score. Brooklyn leads it. So let's listen to Jerry now and see what's going to happen.
All right, Perillo at bat, single, drove in a run in the first inning, and is 1-for-3. Swings a bounding ball right to Danny O'Connell. Play goes to Lockman in time, and it's one out here in the seventh inning. Next batter, Charlie Neal. Charlie has one hit, doubled in the fourth inning, and came in to score on Reese a single. The Dodgers lead 6-5. They won last night's game on a three-hitter by Don Drysdale, 10-0. Final game tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Single game between the Dodgers and the Giants here at Ebbets Field. Grissom delivers to Neal. Charlie takes it for a strike. Chicago and St. Louis tied at 2-2 at the end of 5.5 innings of play. Neal swings on a curve. His bat flies one way, and the ball goes foul down the third baseline. Bad bat boy Eddie Lehan goes out to retrieve. Bat flying off toward first. So to Neal, strike two. LeBine and throwing in the bullpen now for the Dodgers. At the end of 7 innings of play, Philadelphia leads Pittsburgh 7-1. Milwaukee plays Cincinnati tonight. There's a swing and a miss, and again Neal loses his bat. This time it flies over to the third base side and is right under the exit gate, and a fan there pulls the bat under the gate and puts it in his lap. And the bat boy comes over now to retrieve and is now looking to the park policeman for a little help. Neal is out on strike. He swung his bat. It rolled all the way to the exit gate. And a fan reached down under that gate and slid the bat under there, and he's going to take it home as a souvenir. Well, I know they take the balls home, but my goodness, the bat too? Gee whiz. Here's the pitch to Reese. High for ball. One ball, no strike. Grissom's third strikeout on Neal, who lost his bat for the second time. And he lost it for good, looks like. Here's a fly ball to center field. Willie Mays coming into right center, and also there is Don Mueller. Mueller makes the catch, and the side is retired. And that's the first time today that we've had a side out 1-2-3. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. So at the end of 7 innings of play, it's Brooklyn 6 and New York 5. His ball game to win it or lose it is out on the mound, and he'll pitch first of all to catcher Valmy Thomas of the New York Giants. Then we'll have the pitcher spot coming up, and hop to the top of the batting order. Pick up O'Connor. All set, Jerry?
All right, Al, a park policeman coming down to the back seats along the third baseline now to ask the customer there to give the bat back. Of course, when the ball's going to the stands, the fans keep those. They lean over the rings to get them. This man went over the gate to pull the bat out of there. The bat didn't go into the stands. He pulled it off the playing field. Now two park policemen are asking him to give it up. All right, back to play. Valmy Thomas swings and fouls it off down the third baseline. Strike one. And we'll see who wins the battle of the missing bat now. Valmy Thomas at bat has doubled, flat out, and was safe on an error by Pee Wee Reed. And the policeman gets the bat. And the policeman also gets a round of booze.
2-1 count to Thomas. Eddie Roebuck working here in the eighth inning. The pitch is inside for a ball, and the count is 1-1. Bobby Thompson is out in the on-deck circle, and Stu Miller is in the bullpen. So it looks like we'll have Thompson batting for Grissom and Miller to pitch the bottom of the eighth. There's a foul ball off to the right to the Dodger dugout, and it's 1-2 on Thomas. Robot delivers, and it's a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Thomas on strike for Eddie Roebuck, strikeout number one. Here's Bobby Thompson now in the bat for Marv Grissom. So Grissom goes out. He worked two innings, allowed two runs and three hits, struck out three, walked one. And right now the ball game is on Grissom. So Bobby Thompson coming on to bat for him. And Stu Miller in the bullpen for New York. Roebuck delivers. Thompson takes it low and inside. 4-1. Don Besson throwing alone for the Dodgers in right field. Eddie Roebuck looking for a sign from Roseboro. Here's the pitch. Thompson swings, bounces one to third. Reese gets a big hop. Makes his play, and it's two away. Final score, Philadelphia beat Pittsburgh 7-1. Cardwell the winner over Bob Friend. Cardwell also hit a home run in the second with one on. At the end of 6.5, St. Louis and Chicago all tied up. That's 2-2. Milwaukee plays Cincinnati tonight, and all the American League games will be tonight. Here's Danny O'Connell coming on now. Danny is 0 for 3. Walked once and scored a run. Starting in the eighth inning. Dodgers 6, Giants 5. Game 2 of the series. Roebuck delivers. Fly ball down the left field line, going foul. Strike one count. Pitch is outside for ball, and the count is 1-1. Roebuck ready, pitching to O'Connell. Foul ball tapped on the ground back of the plate, and the count is 1-2. The Dodgers got a run in the first, another in the fourth to lead 2-0. Jablonski got a home run in the fifth inning with one on to tie 2-2. The Dodgers got a home run by Hodges in the fifth with one on to make it 4-2. The Giants got three in the sixth. The Dodgers got two and lead 6-5. 1-2 to O'Connell. Roebuck delivers. Breaking ball is down low. Ball two. Count even now. 2-2 to Danny O'Connell. But checking signs with Roseboro. Now ready, the 2-2 windup, and down it comes. Bouncer hits wide to first base, Hodges over to play it, feeds Roebuck, in time to the outside retire. So the Giants go out in order for the first time today, three up and three down, no runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. At the end of the top of the eighth inning of play, the score is Brooklyn 6 and New York 5. As we go to the last half of the eighth inning, Stu Miller comes on to do the Giant pitching. Brooklyn 6 runs, 11 hits, 3 errors. New York 5 runs, 8 hits, no errors. Johnny Roseboro, the first hitter up in the eighth. Y'all set, Johnny? Ready to go, Al. Miller against the league is 6-8, making his 31st appearance. For the man who took the bat a while ago He gave up the bat, and then the Dodgers gave him a brand new one. The bat that Charlie Neal had been hitting was one of his favorites, so the fan gave up the bat. And now, just a moment ago, bat boy Eddie Lehan goes over and presents the man with a brand new bat. Roseboro on the first pitch fouls it off for a strike. So a fan over there, quite happy, got a new one instead of Charlie's regular game bat. Here's the next pitch, and it's high for ball, and the count is 1-1. A lot of fun here at Ebbets Field. Everything goes on. Why don't you come out? Go ahead. Take quite yourself. Goes for a swings and fouls it off to the left. And the count to Johnny is 1-2. Stu Miller pitching for New York. Pitch. High pop fly on the right side. O'Connell at second base, back in call sound. He's got it. One away as Roseboro pops out. Waiting for Eddie Robuck to come on. Robuck single to start the Dodger rally in the sixth inning with two outs. Eddie got a single in left field. Then Gilliam single and Simoli doubled him home. All right, Dodgers batting, last of the eighth. One out, none on. Stu Miller pitching to Eddie Robuck. Swinging a drive to left field, going back for the foul, and forget it, it's a home run for Robuck. Blossomed into a star relief pitcher, he also has become quite a hitter. Lines a home run to the stands in left field, his second hit of the game, and his second home run of the year. So Eddie Robuck has really been making a home for himself here with the Dodgers. 7-5, Brooklyn leads. The pitch to Gilliam is on the corner for a called strike. Robuck had an easy swing that time and just powered that ball. Line drive to left for a home run. The pitch to Gilliam is in for strike two. 0-2 to Junior. One run in, one man out, and nobody on base in the eighth inning. Miller delivers, and Gilliam swings through the hole and up there for a base hit. For Gilliam, his second hit of the day. And for the Dodgers, number 13. Up now will be Simoli, who has a pair of doubles in the walk, has driven in two and scored two. Manager Bill Rigney now getting his bullpen busy again. Left-hander McCormick and looks like right-hander Monzant. Simoli at bat, one run in, one man on, and one man out. Dodgers 7, Giants 5, last of the game. Miller pitching to Pino. And he takes the strike. Third ball, letter high. Eddie Robuck with a home run here in the eighth inning. After igniting a Dodger two-run rally in the sixth inning. Eddie helping himself with that bat as well as with that pitching arm. Play to first base and Gilliam is back. The total crowd today is 23,267. 14,222 paid, 3,045 ladies, and 6,000 knothole kids. Next pitch is low for a ball, and the count to Gino is 1-1. So 23,000 fans looking in here. 1-1 count. Miller eyes Gilliam, pitches to the plate. Pitch out and no play. Gilliam was not going. Roger Craig now loosening up in the Dodger bullpen in right field. Tomorrow it'll be Johnny Podras and Ray Crone. Final game of the series at 2 o'clock. Single game. One counts from only waiting. Gilliam goes. The pitch swung on a miss. The throw to second base is in time, and Gilliam is out. Balmy Thomas with a good throw. And Gilliam out stealing. The count to Somoli is 2-2. Gino waiting with a 2-2 count. Nobody on base. One run in the inning. The pitch is low for ball, and the count is 3-2. The Dodgers 7, the Giants 5. Last of the eighth inning. Miller winds and fires. Gino swings and misses down on stretch. Low curveball. Tied, retired. Throwing the eighth for the Dodgers. One run, two hits. No errors, and none left on. So at the end of eight full innings of play, the score is Brooklyn 7 and New York 5. And by Ray Jablonski. Back to Jerry. Mueller has two hits and a walk today. Mays on Jablonski to follow, and Roger Craig in the bullpen. The pitch is low and inside. Ball one to Mueller. Dine is hitting at 268. Dodgers trying to hold a two-run lead here in the ninth inning and get their second in a row over the Giants. Roebuck into the windup. Here's his pitch. Line foul down the right field stand, into the lower stand. And a 1-1 count now on Don Mueller. St. Louis go tied 2-2 at the end of six and a half innings of play. Milwaukee plays Cincinnati tonight. The windup and Roebuck's 1-1 pitch. Inside, ball two, 2-1. Two-one windup, here it is. Ground ball to the right side. In comes Gilliam, makes his play. In time for the out, one away. As far as Roebuck is concerned, that was a big man because now he gets Willie Mays at bat where there's nobody on base. Mays has two singles, been on a fourth play and popped out. He's 2-for-4. Willie hitting .333. Roebuck winds and fires. Line of hit to the field. Snyder coming on fast for it and makes the catch for the out. Mays out on a fly ball to center, running into right center field and coming in a bit for it. Still away, and here's Ray Jablonski. Ray has one hit, a home run, and is running with one on. Two outs. Giants batting in the top of the Dodgers lead 7-5. Roebuck winds and pitches to Jabbo, and it's in for a strike. On deck is Hank Sauer. Here's the pitch. Fouled away on the ground. And it's strike two on Jablonski. So Eddie Roebuck now stands one strike away from his seventh win of the year. Came on to relieve Koufax, who pitched to one man after relieving Magley in the fifth inning, in the sixth inning. Here's the 0-2 pitch. A little low for ball, and the count is 1-2. Roebuck has a pretty good streak of scoreless innings going now. He pitched 9 against Chicago on Thursday night and has 2 here today. Strike 3, a swing and a miss, and the ball game is over. Jablonski goes down swinging. Eddie Roebuck strikes him out, gets the Giants out in order in the ninth inning. In the ninth for New York, 3-3, nothing across, and the final score. The Dodgers 7 and the Giants 5. And now with the final facts and figures, here's Al.
For the Brooklyn Dodger win here this afternoon, Brooklyn 7 runs. They had 13 base hits. There were 3 errors. They left 7 men on. Eddie Roebuck the winner. Magley started it, went 5 2/3. Kopech showed very briefly, pitching to one man. Then Roebuck took over. And from there on, well, we've sort of in the hip pocket. Roebuck 7-2 now for the year, 7-2 loss. For the New York Giants, 5 runs, 8 hits, no errors. They left 8 men on here. And their second pitcher, Grissom, who came on in relief of Worthington after Worthington had gone 5. Grissom pitched 2, and Miller finished up. It was Grissom to take the loss. His record is now 4 wins. This was his 1957. So it means that the Brooklyn Dodgers now have taken 2 of the 3-day, 3-game series from the visiting New York Giants.